Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Tukuingwa. This is your Wātea News. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she's seen the whistleblower video of young people in Oranga Tamariki Kia being violently restrained by staff, and she's backing the moves Children's Minister Calvin Davis is taking to address it. Staff allegedly involved in the incidents have been stood down, and Oranga Tamariki Acting Chief Executive Sir Weda Gardner told TV3's AM show he has contacted police over the behaviour shown in the newsroom video. Ms Ardern says she agrees with criticism that the care and protection units where the incidents took place aren't suitable for young people.
In an ideal scenario, you wouldn't have kids in these homes, but we've been working to replace these residential facilities with something that we consider to be more suitable, so specialist group homes. But in the meantime, they're still used while we're looking to shift away from those institutions.
Jacinda Ardern says Mr Davis is trying to find whether the restrained behaviour is happening in other Oranga Tamariki facilities. A long-time resident of Wellington's south coast has described the overnight storm that battered his whare as furious and beautiful. Wellington's mayor declared a state of emergency for the south coast yesterday because of high waves, and about 70 homes in Orfidor Bay were told to evacuate. Actor Jim Moriarty, who has lived on the coast for 40 years, says the area took a hammering. And though he's been through worse storms, it does bring home the reality of climate change.
Tangaroa does what Tangaroa does, Tawhiti does what Tawhiti does. Yes, it's been pretty, furious and beautiful. There's real danger now, though, because unless the council move us all to higher ground or we ordered out, the sea will keep rising. And the science, you can't argue with the science, brother, it is what it is. But as a Ngāti Toa person, I'm going to stay there till I expire.
Jim Moriarty says he still hopes to build papakanga housing in the area. Local Government Minister Nanaia Mahuta says establishing four publicly owned entities to take responsibility of drinking water, wastewater and stormwater infrastructure across New Zealand will save ratepayers thousands of dollars. She says New Zealand needs to invest between $120 and $185 billion to maintain safe, sustainable and environmentally appropriate drinking water, wastewater and stormwater infrastructure over the next 30 years, costs that most local councils simply can't shoulder on their own. Without the changes, the average household bill for water services could be as high as $1,900 to $9,000 by 2051, which would be unaffordable for many communities. Minister Mahuta released the proposal this morning, along with information showing how the reforms will affect each council and the projected costs for their communities, with and without Three Waters reform. She says at present, 67 councils provide most of the country's three water services, a system that is in too many cases ineffective, inefficient and not fit for purpose. And that is your Wātea News.